RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
What is up? Michael Phillips here, MP on the mic, a jam-packed Monday show. We're in Ashburn, cleaning up the mess here. Ron Rivera fired this morning, of course, your major story out of here in Ashburn. We do expect to hear from Josh Harris before the day is over. Of course, if that happens during the show, we will bring it to you live. We're just down in the locker room here in Ashburn, 9 o'clock meeting with the players as they got their final marching orders from administration and said their goodbyes to Coach Ron Rivera. Did a couple interviews. We will get those to you as well here during this hour. You can hear reaction from inside the locker room from just minutes ago. Lots to clean up, lots going on. This is not a Commanders only show either. Of course, it's your show. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910, but it's also a VCU basketball show. Really bad loss on Saturday. You're not going to hear me making excuses. You're not going to hear me talking about the future, talking about this team gelling. When we get to VCU basketball later in the program, we're going to speak some hard truths to getting punked at home by George Washington. And yeah, they were punks too. They were agitating the whole time, and they were rousing the suit. That's what happens when you're VCU. That's what happens when you wear that jersey, when you're the class of the A-10. A really bad loss, back-to-back poor defensive performances. And obviously, we'll get you ready for Tuesday night up in Fairfax. VCU, George Mason, time to put a dub in the A-10 win column. Just to lose to George Washington at home, it is a low point. It is unquestionably a low point. This is the George Washington team that lost to Fordham in its A-10 opener. Fordham, the team that had its game delayed on Saturday because they couldn't figure out how to turn on the lights in their arena. And that's an actual thing that actually happened. That's where we're at here. We'll get to that later in the show. But Cowboys beat the Commanders yesterday. That's the outcome everybody should have been rooting for, everybody should have wanted. Number 2 overall draft pick gives you a ton of ways to go. We're going to be talking about this for 5 months. Buckle up, baby. It's the number 2 draft pick. We're going to be talking about the quarterbacks, and I do believe by the time we get to the end, there are going to be 4 quarterbacks in play at number 2. I believe Michael Penix is going to be rising up draft boards. I don't think he's a prudent choice at number 2. Don't mishear me on that, but I do believe that he will be in the discussion as a first-round draft choice when it's all said and done. Obviously, Caleb Williams. We'll do just a quick overview here. Caleb Williams, USC. Your big red flag there, he's from D.C., right? D.C. area athletes, homecoming athletes, have historically struggled. Do you want to start with that in D.C.? But the talent is undeniable. You're not going to hear me say a word about him talent-wise. It's just the question of whether you want to deal with something that has been unsuccessful in the past. Of course, a lot of things have been unsuccessful in the past around here. Drake May, North Carolina, Justin Herbert type. Is he electric enough to lift a team by himself? Because you're going to need a little bit of that early on. You're going to need a little of that CJ Stroud, right? Guy who lifts the team by himself before they can build an apparatus around him. And then, of course, Jaden Daniels of LSU. A little bit more of a mystery box there, right? But his pocket passing talent is not to be overlooked here, right? Don't hear LSU quarterback, you know, black quarterback, and think he's a runner. He's a really good pocket passer, too. His stock is going to go up in this pre-draft process. But first, coach, first general manager, I'm scatterbrained today. We got a lot to talk about. We got a lot going on here. It's 2 hours. We're going to get after it for 2 hours. We're going to get after it for 2 days and 2 weeks and 2 months. We got a lot to talk about. I will say this, if they stay at number two, they need to use the pick on a quarterback. No Marvin Harrison Jr., no Joe Alt, none of that. Need to take a quarterback if you stay at number two. If trade back is absolutely in play for me and should be in play for them, and we'll see where things go from here. But of course, the big story today in Ashburn, Ron Rivera fired after 4 years as the head coach. The final vestiges, if that's the right word. Sometimes I use a big word, but I don't know if it's the right word. I think that's the right word, though. Final vestiges of the Dan Snyder era really on display yesterday. Bunch of Cowboys fans. I just see how far this roster has fallen. And Ron Rivera, the last Dan Snyder coach, every single one of them will leave with a record under at 500 or under. There are no Dan Snyder coaches with a winning record. Obviously, with Gibbs, we're just counting his time under Snyder, not his time before that. That speaks for itself. Certainly, the way the roster is, the way the organization is, speaks for itself. I don't want to do too much post-mortem on Ron Rivera here. We've done that. We did that last week. We've talked about that. He is a good man. He is a player's coach. He was dealt two very major setbacks early, the COVID year and the cancer diagnosis. But ultimately, he knew he needed to reform the building. He knew it was a dysfunctional mess, and he needed people he could trust. So he brought the people he knew from Carolina, and he essentially ran back the mediocrity of the Carolina Panthers in Washington for 4 years. Now, you can disagree with me on this. We talked about this in the press box, and people disagree with me. I don't think there was a coach who could have overcome the building during those 4 years. I think there are people who could have drafted better, who could have come up with a better plan, who could have coached better on game days. I don't think there's any coach who could have transcended what was going on with Dan Snyder, with congressional investigations, with everything happening. I just don't think that was ultimately with Dan Snyder. Meddling, and this is not an excuse, this is what happened, meddling with Dwayne Haskins, meddling with draft picks, obviously encouraging the team to take Chase Young, encouraging the team to take Carson Wentz. These are tough things to overcome as a head coach, and Ron Rivera ultimately couldn't. He can get back to Carolina. He is loved in Carolina, of course. He's a national figure and a respected football voice. And by the way, he's really smart, too. Like, sometimes you get lost in that because the day-to-day, he made some really bad game day decisions, but he can break down tape, especially defensive tape, with the very, very best of them. So I do think he's got a bright future in media or whatever he does, if he wants to go back to being a position coach or whatever that is. But it's what's next. That's the focus here, right? We talked about the draft pick. The coach and the GM are both a big deal. As I said, we do expect to hear from Josh Harris today. Hopefully that will happen while we're on the air here. If not, we'll get back on with AWOD. AWOD Radio takes over at noon, and we'll break that down when that happens. A couple names to know. I do think they'll go general manager first. Now, look, if they can get Harbaugh, from Michigan after the title game. You have to explore that avenue. He's a proven winner. He, I believe, has it in him to win again at the NFL level. I'm not saying he's the best fit for this organization in this moment, but you have to at least kick the tires on that. Anybody else, you're going empowered GM, strong personnel sign. That includes Bill Belichick, who I don't think will be the coach here, but if it is Bill Belichick in the end, which I don't think it will be, he will not get to be the GM. That's, to me, would be a huge mistake, and we've heard so much from this group about how they're listening to the fans and how they're hearing the fans. The fans have spoken loudly and clearly. They're not wild about Bill Belichick, and certainly not if he's empowered to be the GM. And the results speak for themselves over the last few years in New England, how he has struggled with that. The hot name's going to be Adam Peters. He's San Francisco's assistant GM. They seem to be clearing the way in San Francisco for him to stay there, moving John Lynch into more of a more of a figurehead role. I'm excited. We got a lot to get to today. A lot going on out there. I've been waiting for this day for 4 months. You can hear the excitement in my voice right here. The reason for that is we've been waiting for this day for so long. We've watched a lot of bad football along the way, and that's finally here. Adam Peters, I don't think, is going to get pried out of San Francisco. Moving John Lynch into that figurehead role. You've got other assistant GMs across the league, right, in your Baltimore's and Philadelphia's, your Steelers, your well-run teams that I think will all be in consideration. Name you've heard from Nikki Javal at the Washington Post, obviously a great reporter, is Donna Ponte. She works at the NFL head office. She wouldn't be the straight-up GM, but probably a vice president on that side. Bring in more voices, more input. You see that Eugene Shen, the analytics guru, is already in the building. You get the sense this is going to be a collaborative effort. And then, of course, you go get your coach. And NFL rules are pretty clear on that. You got to wait. Got to wait a little while. Interviews can start happening this week. But if a coach is still in the postseason, he cannot be hired away, which doesn't bother me. You know, there's no rush here. There's the draft, free agency are all several months away. To me, you get a little PR bump, a little juice from your coach being successful, being in the Super Bowl, having a chance to play for a title. I like those things. I don't think Eric Bieniemy is a factor here. You heard, I don't know if you saw yesterday after the game, Logan Thomas had some criticism for him that I thought wasn't entirely fair, and we'll dive into that later in the show as well, of course. But I just get the sense this is a fresh break, a fresh start, a new day, and man, we are fired up about that around here. If we have time, we'll duck into the playoff schedule, NFL playoff schedule set. Of course, your headliner, Packers Cowboys on Sunday afternoon. Cowboys getting that home game was really, really big for them. But a locked and loaded show here. Lots coming at you on a Monday. You're going to hear from inside the locker room. The players met with Ron Rivera at 9 a.m. We had some great interviews right after that. We'll play some of those for you. We'll take your calls on the Ron Rivera era. We may have some special guests. We're live from Ashburn today. We're off and running. It's MP on the mic. It's a Monday morning. Stick with us. A big day for Washington Commanders football, but lots more as well. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM. All right, there we go. It's Monday mornings, 10:17. What is up, Richmond? Michael Phillips with you. MP on the mic. That's the show. With you until noon, AWOD Radio takes over. Grant and Danny drive you home on The Fan. I can tell JC's on the board feeling himself, feeling the song when he lets it ride for a little while like that. Either that or he doesn't know what he's doing. I don't know which one. I'm going to pretend like he's just enjoying the song, though, enjoying the jam, playing a
Let's go with the former, Mike.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's go with the first thing you said.
Exactly. We'll stick.
Born in Richmond.
We'll ride with that one. Look, I haven't even gotten to Bob Myers yet. We got to get to Bob Myers. There's a lot going on this morning. I'm live from Ashburn. Had a chance to duck into the locker room at 9:15 this morning. So the team had a meeting at 9 o'clock. They heard from Ron Rivera. He gave his goodbyes. Very emotional scene, obviously. A lot of players really appreciated playing for him. John Josh Harris, the owner of the team, spoke, and we are now learning that Josh Harris will address reporters at 1 p.m. today, 1 p.m. press conference. I'll jump back on with AWOD Radio live from Ashburn in the 1 o'clock hour to recap that, let you know what Josh Harris had to say and some thoughts on Bob Myers, Rick Spielman, and the search, obviously. But I want to address, I'm getting some feedback here, I want to address something I said in the first segment, which was I would take a quarterback at number two. All right. This is going to hurt some people. Some people need to hear this, though. You don't take offensive linemen at number two. I get that Joe Alt's really good. Joe Alt's the Notre Dame left tackle. He's a Trent Williams-style anchor personnel. You know, can anchor a team for a long time. Talk to Joe Thomas about that. Joe Thomas is a first-ballot Hall of Famer for the Cleveland Browns. What has that gotten them? Nothing. That and 79 cents to get you a coffee at Circle K. Nothing. You don't draft a left tackle at number two. The value's not there. Quarterback at number two. If you want to trade down and get a lot of picks and start taking some linemen, I am great with that. I have no problems with that. Here's the problem. Here's the problem, Richmond. 30 years ago, some dudes put on dresses and wore pig noses to games. And because of that, we can't get it out of our mind that the only way to build a successful football team is with an offensive line. That's not how this works anymore. Look at Patrick Mahomes. He hasn't had an offensive line for years. Look at the teams that are having success. They have good offensive lines. They don't have great offensive lines. There's tons of ways to build teams, and there's tons of ways to build winners. It would be tremendously disappointing to me if they wasted number two on a line. This was the Scott McLuhan mistake. Scott McLuhan took Brandon Scherff with the number five pick overall to set the tone, to be a tough physical football team. Brandon Scherff was a right guard. Guard. I can hear Jay Gruden in my head. You can't win when two first round picks, one doesn't play and one's a guard. Can hear that voice in my head. You take the quarterback because you can't get that elsewhere. Kyle Shanahan, when he had the chance, traded up and took Trey Lance. It didn't work out, but he understands the NFL. He understands if you have the chance to get one of these guys, you have to. You have to go with that. You have to take a chance at the quarterback, the star, the future. And by the way, I was talking with my guy Grant Paulson about this. GP is part of Grant and Danny in the afternoon show. This whole, like, trade down and get Michael Penix, that only works until a team sitting at six or seven loves Michael Penix, right? That only works until the Falcons decide he's their guy at seven. Once the big three go off the board, once Williams is taken, once Drake May is taken, once Jaden Daniels is taken, he's going to be the next quarterback picked. How confident are you? Oh, you know, two ACLs, he's going to go in the second round. That's not how this process works. You know, how far can you trade down and still feel totally comfortable that you can get Michael Penix? Probably not as far as you think. But you've got to take a quarterback. You can't live in the past. Yes, this team won Super Bowls with mediocre quarterbacks. Doesn't mean that's the best way to approach the situation. You've got to let the past go. You've got to let the past go, and you've got to take the quarterback if you turn in the card at number two. All right, it's a Live from Ashburn show. The recap for those of you, I guess, who have spent your morning underneath a rock, Ron Rivera's fired. I guess your last 3 months under a rock. We've been telling you this is going to happen. Everybody's been telling you this is going to happen. Ron Rivera got fired. Nobody else fired at the moment. Josh Harris, the Commander's owner, has brought in a search committee consisting of Bob Myers and Rick Spielman. Let's do Spielman first because he's a little simpler. He was the Minnesota Vikings general manager for about 12 years, assembled some successful teams there, well-regarded personnel guy, very well connected in league circles, which is what Josh Harris needs, right? Josh Harris, who has owned an NBA team, an NHL team, and a Premier League team, knows how to own sports teams. He has been a partner in the Pittsburgh Steelers, so he is not foreign to the NFL, but he needs somebody who can make all the calls and vouch for him. He needs somebody who can open all the NFL doors, make sure all the top candidates end up in Ashburn interviewing, make sure he's going to get the best possible candidate for the job. And that's Rick Spielman. And that's a good pick. Bob Myers is the general manager who was in charge of the Golden State Warriors during their championship run. So here's your outside the box hire. Cleveland Browns did this a few years ago. Eric Podesta, who was made his name in baseball as one of the Moneyball guys, they brought him in to oversee a rebuild. Now, we can quibble with the success or non-success. Browns are a good team now, but it's interesting to me, right? You're everybody's looking for that edge in the NFL, and our discussion has been, you know, which Ravens guy do you grab? Which Steelers guy do you grab? You know, which Eagles guy do you grab to do that? You've got an NBA voice coming in now from outside the room. Bob Myers, he did not draft Steph Curry, but he built the team that won around Steph Curry. Warriors, of course, 4 titles in 8 years. Their success speaks for itself. A lot of good fortune to inherit Curry. He is, just texting with some people who know him, who are familiar with his work this morning, he is a people person. That's how he's been described. Guy everybody likes, a guy who brings people together, a culture builder. Now, what do they say in what the kids say now? Trigger warning. That's a trigger warning. This is the 9th consecutive coaching search where you've heard about building a culture. I think this one's got a chance to stick because you don't have Dan Snyder owning the team. So he's a culture builder is what you're hearing, right? The Warriors had a team that everybody wanted to play for. That was the place to be. They took care of their players. It was always one of the best run operations in basketball. I'm excited to see what he brings to the table. This is clearly Josh Harris seeking an edge, right? We're bringing in a guy from outside of football. Let's see what he can do. And Josh Harris has known Bob Myers for a long time. Bob Myers, of course, well-respected in basketball circles. He's going to bring that expertise to the NFL search now. That's the wild card here, and that's what I'm intrigued by. And that tells me this could be a very non-traditional process, so to speak. This could go, you know, in a place you don't see this going. And I don't think Josh Harris is opposed to that, right? He ran the process in Philadelphia. He took what people were doing and said, what if we did this at 100 miles an hour? He's like, what are football people doing? Can we do this at 100 miles an hour? I'm very intrigued to see what the Bob Myers influence means in this coaching search, because it is a non-traditional pick. It is a non-traditional pick, and it's certainly a guy who... culture builder is the phrase I've heard a couple times already this morning, and that's clearly important to Josh Harris, right? Sustainable success. That tells me it might not be Jim Harbaugh. Jim Harbaugh's success, is he sustainable success? I don't know. It seems everybody who ends up working for the guy hates him. We haven't even gone inside the locker room yet. We got some great clips to play. Talked to some players about an hour ago, right after the meeting where Josh Harris informed them of the changes. They said their goodbyes to Ron Rivera. Had some good chats. We'll play those on the other side of the break. We, of course, want to open up the phones this morning to you, 833-804-0910. And I haven't even touched VCU basketball yet. You know I got thoughts on that. And the Spiders, this isn't a Spiders show. We're not going to spend a lot of time on the Spiders, but they picked up a big win over the Bonnies. They are rising in the rankings as well. NFL playoff schedule is out. Packers-Cowboys, your big one for Sunday. We'll break it all down. It's a Monday. It's a loaded show. We have breaking news. Ron Rivera out in Washington. MP here. I'm live in Ashburn at the center of it all. Josh Harris at 1 o'clock. Keep it locked. You know where to be for the latest Commanders news. We're back after this. It's 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. All right, Monday morning, newsy Monday. Ron Rivera out as Washington Commanders coach. Last of the Dan Snyder era getting swept away today here in Ashburn. For a lot of people, they've waited a long time for this day, right? The people who, and that's not me, the people who lived through the golden era, who lived through the 80s, who knew sustained success, looking to bring that back. And the hope, obviously, that Josh Harris will be the guy to do that. The new coaching staff will be in place. New personnel team will be in place. Optimism. I was trying to think, when was the last time we felt optimistic? And for me, it was midway through the 2012 season, the RG3 season. You know, we can pretend like I haven't believed in this team since the 90s. I don't know. We all drank that Kool-Aid. I drank that Kool-Aid. I remember that was the first training camp year in Richmond. You remember that? That place was a circus. You couldn't get within 10 yards of that place. There was so much excitement. Robert was the truth. He was the future. And we don't have to relitigate the entire RG3 experience this morning. But when he made the run against Minnesota, obviously the win against the Cowboys with Alfred Morris to win the division, I think that's the last time things bumped. You know, things bumped in Virginia for the Commanders, for the Redskins, for the team, for the fans. And I think after that, everybody kind of knew everything else was just Band-Aids on the wound, right? Hiring Jay Gruden, the Kirk Cousins debacles, the quarterbacks rolling through, Ron Rivera. You know, it was already the beginning of the end for Dan Snyder when Ron Rivera came in. Stadium and Dumfries, right? Stadium and Dumfries was never going to be the savior here. Stadium and Dumfries is not what we're looking for on the NFL bingo card for success. But now a competent group. I haven't talked stadium yet. We'll do a ton of that this offseason, obviously. What they've got to figure out this offseason is whether or not they can be at RFK, whether that's doable. Not in a like desire sense. The team wants to be there. The district wants them there. I think a majority of fans want them there. But it's got to get Senate approval. And I don't know if you follow Congress. It's kind of a mess these days. I know. I don't hot political take for you. Bit of a mess up there on Capitol Hill. I saw the Schoolhouse Rock bill smoking a J outside on the steps just to try to, you know, deal with the stress. Wait, I think Congress passed like 27 bills last year total, right? And so everybody in the world could want RFK, but if Congress doesn't get his act together and pass bills, it's not going to happen. And then you got to move on to plan B or plan C or whatever it is. That's a big offseason priority. Obviously, the name is a big offseason priority. Are you going to change it? When are you going to change it? What are you going to change it to? Nobody likes Commanders. It's a dud name. Josh Harris got saddled with it. What do you do with that? Do you change the name? Do you move on? All right. Before we play these clips, this just landed in my inbox, a statement from Ron Rivera on his way out as Washington Commanders coach. I want every Washington fan to know how much I appreciate your unwavering support. We fell short of our goals, and for that, I am truly disappointed. I'm skipping ahead here. You, the fans, are loyal, passionate fans, and I only see good things ahead for you all. Says he enjoyed working with the Josh Harris ownership group. It was evident from the very moment we met you were going to be a great steward for this team. I'm going to miss the players and coaches more than I can express. To the coaches, thank you for your hard work and 24/7 commitment to this team. My life has always been football, and it is a wonderful life. As a player, now as a coach, I've watched in amazement every week as the impossible is done again and again on the field. I have tremendous respect for the NFL because of all it does to lift communities and bring people together. Thank you for your professionalism, your love of the game, and see you down the road. Ron Rivera with a statement on his way out as Washington Commanders coach. We cover this in the first segment. I haven't told you to download the Odyssey app yet. It's still got the rewind button, folks. It still does. You can slide back to the 10 o'clock segment. We talked about Ron, a good guy, a respected guy who ran back a mediocre Carolina Panthers team in Washington, D.C. for 4 years. These were the results you would expect from the actions that were taken and the personnel that were brought in. Now, the big miss here, look, I think he could have finished with 8-9 wins this year. The big miss is he missed bad a lot of times in the draft. And that's why a true general manager's coming in here, because of how bad he missed in the draft. And that's obviously a big thing hovering over the Ron Rivera era was he's left the cupboard really bare here. But you'll hear some of the players. They speak so kindly of him. Tress Way talking about the personal relationship he's had. Jeremy Reeves, obviously. Ron was a mentor to him. Some of those guys. You know, an emotional day, right? So yesterday after the game, Ron cleared out the locker room. Normally, you know, there's equipment staff, trainers, NFL Films is in there. He cleared out the locker room. It was just Ron and the players and the position coaches. He thanked them, had a last moment with them before they went on their separate ways, briefly addressed the team this morning, we're told, at the 9 o'clock meeting. And then Josh Harris took over. And it's Josh Harris's show. And Josh Harris was addressing the players and said he wears it from here on out, right? That's your message of the day. Josh Harris wears it starting right now, 9 a.m., Monday, January 8th, 2014. It's Josh Harris's team. He wears whatever happens from here. He can be a hero or he can be a villain. Not a lot in between in the world of professional football. All right, let's play some of these locker room interviews. We've been sitting on this for too long. We got audio from inside the Commanders locker room this morning. I want to start. Let's start with Leno, if you don't mind, JC. The Leno cut. This is Charles Leno. He's the left tackle. He's the highest paid offensive lineman on the team. He's been here for a little while. He's seen some things. He was with the Chicago Bears before that. Here is Charles Leno this morning after the team meeting where Josh Harris addressed everybody and let them know changes were coming.
It's tough, but, you know, everything. I feel like this. Everybody in this building, you know, loves Ron Rivera, you know, as a person and all that. But, you know, when you're the leader of the ship, somebody has to go down with it. So that's the one who gets the call all the time. So it's just a part of the business and how it goes. You know, one of the things I always say is control what you can control. And as a player, you can only do your job. You're not the one making the decisions as he's making. You know, he's made all the decisions, and this is the outcome, and this is the result of it. So as a player, you just got to do your job and stay focused on what you got to do. And actually, I think a lot of guys, I told some people already, like, this is a good opportunity coming from a lot of guys. You know, change is not always a bad thing. I remember when I was in my previous employer in Chicago, they fired my coach my rookie year. Could have been bad for me, but, you know, new regime comes in, they see something in me, they give me opportunity. So you got to understand that there's opportunity in this.
I'm very curious what happens next for Charles Leno, who he has the most potential cap savings of any player on the roster this year. He would save $8 million against the cap if they cut him. Now, they don't need the cap space, right? They got the $90 million straight off the gate. They can spend the way they want to spend. He is a productive, serviceable NFL left tackle. Relying on him for 17 games, I thought was big-time folly this year. You need to bring somebody else in, a rookie, a free agent, whoever. I'd be very curious to see if he's still on the roster. Another guy whose future is very much in doubt, Cam Curl, right? We'd all speculated that the Cam Curl contract was coming this past offseason. It didn't come. He's a free agent. I don't think they'll use the franchise tag on him. That makes him a full-on free agent now. I had a chance to chat with Cam Curl as he was packing up his locker, his thoughts on what is next for him.
You know, it wasn't the type of season we wanted, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, it happens in the National Football League, you know, so we just got to regroup, you know what I'm saying? Whatever happens, off season happens, you know what I'm saying? And everybody just try to have their best season next season.
What's next for you? What do these next few weeks, months look like?
I mean, I ain't got no idea, you know what I'm saying? It's not in my control. I'm just sit back, let it play out, you know what I'm saying? And whatever happens, happens.
Have you felt wanted by these guys, that they want you back?
I mean, I don't know, honestly, you know what I'm saying? But like I said, we just finna see.
But do you want to be back?
Yeah, for sure.
What do you like about being here that you want to stick with it?
Oh, you know, my teammates, you know what I'm saying? You know, I like the area. This is my first time coming, like, to the East Coast, you know, when I got drafted out here. And I like the area. And I just feel like, you know, we can do something good here, you know what I'm saying? Just bring some hope back to this organization.
That's not a great sign there, right? That Cam, do you feel wanted here? Pause. I don't know. That's not great. Because he's a good player, right? Part of this season is Was that the crickets? There were some crickets there. I heard some crickets. He's a good player. It was a bad season for everybody. It's hard to separate out the good and the bad at this point, just because of how bad the whole team was this year. I don't think Cam Kroll's as bad as the defense looked this year, right? Nobody played to their potential. John Allen's better than he showed this year. Daron Payne's better than he showed this year. Kendall Fuller, who showed well this year, is better than he showed this year. St. Juice, definitely better than he showed this year. The problem was defense was so bad, nobody got a chance to show out. Let's play the Wiley clip, JCWY Wiley. Let's go back to the offensive line room here, because I think there's a lot to dig into here. I may not have time before this break, but I do want to circle back on this at 11. Andrew Wiley is an offensive lineman. He is one of the guys who followed Eric Bieniemy from Kansas City to here, and we haven't really mentioned Bieniemy a lot. So let's play this clip. I may put this on ice for the 11 o'clock right after. Let's play the clip right now, though.
From ownership at all today?
Yes, Mr. Harris got up and spoke after Coach Rivera, and said a few things about just balls in his court now, and he's got some tough decisions to make. So, but
yeah. How long did Ron talk to you guys?
A few minutes. It was a minute or two.
What was the reaction by you guys afterwards?
Yeah, I mean, he's got a lot of love from the players in this building, and the staff. So, he had a great, last few remarks to his guys, and it felt good. He had some good things to say, and he got his point across. And like I've been saying, he's got a lot of love from the players in this building.
What was it like watching EB try to put that culture in?
Yeah, for sure. He stayed to his guns this year. He didn't change. EB stayed the same coach that I've known for the last 5 years, and I commend him for that. I respect the hell out of that man. I owe him so much in my life, in my career, and so I respect the hell out of him for not changing who he is, not changing his coaching style. And I don't expect he ever will. So I got so much love for that man.
There you go. That was Andrew Wiley, offensive lineman. I want to circle back on that in the 11 o'clock hour, his Eric Bieniemy comments, because I think they color, a lot of the big decisions to make here, right? Just Ron Rivera today, but we do expect a full house cleaning by the time things are done here in Ashburn. I know I got to step aside, though. Otherwise, JC's going to cut me off here on the feed. He's going to cut the wire. I'm live from Ashburn. It's MP on the mic. We're with you until noon. AWOD takes over. Grant and Danny drive you home. You know where you need to be today. It's right here. 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM. All right, Monday morning. Michael Phillips here, MP on the mic. Hour number two, live from Ashburn. Ron Rivera fired as coach of the Washington Commanders this morning. And this one just coming across by Adam Schefter. Another requested interview, Raheem Morris, who, look, if everybody else is going to get a head coach out of the Redskins team of 2013, why not add one more to the pile? Raheem Morris, who has the Kyle Shanahan and the Sean McVay endorsements. All right, text from AWOD here. Mark Davis is my guy. Let's effing go. He is Mark Davis. You remember him from his time in Richmond, and you're on. You'll be on CBS 6 tonight.
I will be. Yep.
Breaking down this.
Yes. This indeed. And you said good Monday morning. It's good Black Monday morning, Michael. You know this.
The NFL Network tried to rebrand it a couple years ago because they didn't like the connotation. So it's the aftermath.
Oh, the aftermath. Okay. my mistake.
I don't think actually sounds better in any way. Mark at WTKR.
Yep. Yes, sir.
In Norfolk.
Yep.
And love and life down there, presumably.
Yeah, absolutely. No doubt at all. Nice to chime into my Richmond viewers every now and then, though. So thanks a lot for having me on, man.
You remain beloved in Richmond. Ron Rivera, 4 years here.
Yep.
What's the big takeaway for what the Ron Rivera era was?
Lack of consistency, I think. And I know it's kind of, an easy answer. But, man, they just could never get anything going, right? And we had so many, times we thought they might have been close, and then, you know, just, you know, something would happen. But, you know, 4 years, no winning seasons. The only division, you know, they win the division, but it was at 7-9. So, you know, it was so inconsistent. And I think a lot of people would point to that, Michael. You know, but it's a bummer, too, because you've heard the stories from the guys in the locker room over the course of the past 12, 15 hours. Great guy, right? Great guy. Really did a lot to change the culture here. He had a big fingerprint on that. You know, every guy you talk to is going to have their Ron Rivera story about how he's helped them through something in their lives.
Yep.
Unfortunately, you know, it didn't, you know, shoot like fire to the top of the standings. And at the end of the day, that's what everyone's looking for.
And part of this, too, is he was saddled, man. Dan Snyder hires him. You had Dwayne Haskins as your quarterback. You know, orders up a Carson Wentz.
Yep.
Orders up a Chase Young at number two, which is a hindsight thing to critique the Chase Young.
Of course.
We were all on board with that at the time.
Yeah.
Empowered in ways that, you know, normal players are. Is allowed to miss OTAs, to go out to do Family Feud, to do Under Armour commercials.
Exactly.
And
yes.
You know that had the blessing of ownership at
yes.
the time, right? And
yes.
So he's coaching with a hand tied behind his back.
Yep.
Then you've got congressional investigations. The guy gets cancer. We have the COVID year where we're talking to him on Zoom.
Exactly.
Now, not fully exonerated because he did hire the guy who the DEA raided.
That's true. That one's on him. That one's on him.
When they raise the banner, that one will be on him.
Right.
For sure. But I get the sense, and obviously Norfolk's a huge Commander's market, as is Richmond. I get the sense people are maybe dipping their toe back in the water, maybe wanting to believe again.
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, just look at the outrage, I think, shows that just of how the season went this year. I mean, we've gotten more, you know, people saying to us or chiming in on social media that, you know, kind of applauding this move, you know, I mean, just based on the results on the field. And I think it's there. I think, and we saw this during training camp, right, Michael? I mean, like, you know, just the new ownership group, I think, has refueled that fire and just, you know, a proven track record of success in other sports, you know, and now they're going to try to put their fingerprint on this organization. But I think that has a lot of people, and I'm not telling you anything you don't know, but it has a lot of people, I think, especially in our neck of the woods, you know, feeling pretty optimistic about where this can go. And hey, even yesterday, you know, Ron, he even said that the ownership group is as passionate as the fan base.
Yes.
And I thought that was interesting. You know, the writing was on the wall at that point. And but he still said, hey, whatever direction these guys go, I think it's going to bring success. So I thought that was big.
He seemed intent on making a classy exit. I think he did make a classy exit.
Yes, I agree.
Ultimately, in the end, I think the doors remain open for him here and league-wide.
Yeah,
Obviously respected league mind. But it's time. You know, let's tee up the big ones. Harbaugh.
Yeah.
Belichick.
Right.
Ben Johnson in Detroit.
Right.
What's going to work here?
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't see Belichick personally.
Yeah.
You know, I don't see that being a thing. I don't see Harbaugh either personally. Yeah. You know, Johnson.
If you talk about sustainable culture, right? Like Harbaugh wins, but that's not right. sustainable. Like everybody ends up hating him.
Correct. As we've seen, as the past has shown, right? You know, but I mean, Ben Johnson's one of the most intriguing head coaching around the league now, right? Yeah. I mean, you know, people are talking about him, what he's done in Detroit. You know, we've talked about, I mean, you know, you bring up, I was listening to the radio on the way back to my hotel last night. You know, do they at least give Eric Bieniemy an interview? You know, we'll have to see what happens there. And then, you know, we were talking, you know, before we came on air, and you had mentioned Raheem Mostert, you know, another guy from that 2012, 2013.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. It's early.
We'll get some Raheem Mostert in here, though.
Yeah, you know, maybe they'll interview him, too.
Yeah.
Raheem Morris. Yes.
Yeah.
My mistake.
All
yes. But yeah, so, I mean, you know, do you go that way? And I think it's almost one of those things where, you know, we've seen, you know, the Kevin O'Connells have some success, right? We've seen, you know, Sean McVay go and have some success. So
LaFleur.
Exactly.
I can keep going.
Exactly. So it's one of those things where it's like, hey, you know, who's the guy out there for the Commanders?
Yeah.
I tend to think it's going to be somebody who's a coordinator, a high-profile coordinator, coming here to end up as head coach.
Yeah, because you want to build in a traditional way. General manager who knows what they're doing, coach who knows what they're doing. That's going to instill the most confidence in the fans, too.
Yes.
You see that model work so many places. It works in Philly. It worked in Baltimore. You know, it's working in Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
So on down the line. Even Seattle, by the way. Pete Carroll doesn't pick the guys.
Right.
Like, Pete Carroll is empowered.
Yes.
But Pete Carroll isn't John Schneider. John Schneider is
the
respected
the guy. Yep.
GM
yep.
doing the thing there.
He is. And you know, another thing to add, Michael, I think fans are also looking for an atmosphere to come back where they don't feel like the away team at their home stadium, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, what would you say?
That was rough yesterday.
What would you say, 65-35 Cowboys fans maybe?
I would not. I would crank it up to 80. I really
Really?
Would.
Okay,
I really
okay. Would. All right, I was going conservative. Yeah,
I really
but,
would.
But I think that's the thing that as a player too, man, I mean, you're looking at, you know, hey, even if just the way that this team lost and just, you know, the – and it might feel a little bit extra because of the optimism that everybody came into the season with. New ownership group. Hey, we feel this fresh start.
Yeah.
Sam's the guy. All this stuff like that. You know, and then you know, 2-0. Hey, and then just a tailspin, right? You know, but I think just everybody, players on down to the fan base. Man, let's get us a stadium let's get us that home stadium atmosphere where we don't feel like the away team all eight games.
Revisionist history, if they lose to Denver, the wheels come off earlier here, they might be the number one draft pick.
Right.
And Russell Wilson might still be the quarterback of the Broncos because it was such a bad start
yep.
with Peyton. Like, just the bridge just got burned to the ground
yep.
before they caught any momentum.
Yep.
I thought that, Russ is a fascinating story this offseason, too, where he goes...
Where will he end up?
I think there's a starting job waiting for him somewhere.
I agree. And I think what that showed, and I know we're here to talk about Washington, but...
We're here to talk about everything.
What that might have shown is that just, I mean, Russ needs a particular system, right? I mean, like, he had a system and guys around him that could help him succeed in Seattle.
So Tom Brady goes to Tampa, calls a lot of the shots.
Right.
And wins a Super Bowl.
Right.
And I think Aaron Rodgers saw that, and Russell Wilson saw that, and
yep.
these guys saw that. Well, I want that.
Right.
I want to be a general manager. That looks fun.
Right.
I want to play fantasy football with my friends.
Exactly.
And
right.
I think they're all learning.
It's not exactly that easy, is it? Right, exactly.
There's one Brady. There's
one goat.
All right. If you're just tuning in, you know him, you love him. He's Mark Davis, obviously, who's in Richmond for a long time now, mm-hmm. down in Norfolk. He'll be on CBS 6 tonight breaking down the Ron Rivera firing. We're live from Ashburn here on 910 The Fan. CBS 6 on Sunday, Steelers at the Bills.
Yeah.
Steelers, I don't know how we got here. The team with no offense is in the playoffs. Good for them. But Buffalo didn't have an offense last night, and they figured it out, too.
Mm-hmm.
Baltimore seems to be the class of the AFC.
I agree.
The Chiefs have weaknesses.
Right.
I think we all see that. The Texans are maybe a year away,
mm-hmm.
but a great season. The Browns, Joe Flacco, sure. Who do you like here?
Well, and you know, it's interesting, real quick before we get into that, the Texans are the team Daron Payne kind of cited yesterday in the locker room,
yes.
saying, you know, I think he said they were horrible last year.
He's correct.
And I would sign off on. And now that they're right there, you know, in a playoff spot and putting together a good season, he kind of said, basically, we're only a couple pieces away from that being us. That remains to be seen. We'll see, but I thought that was an interesting little comparison. And hey, Commanders fans, hang on to that, right?
Yeah.
Texans, they stink. Next year, they're good. You know, you never know. But to answer your question, I mean, man, there is so much fun storylines, right? And especially, we have so many people playing their old teams or in familiar territory this week. It's going to be fun. But man, Baltimore, they're my fiance is actually from Baltimore and a diehard Ravens fan. So the Ravens are on a lot in our home. And they look good, man. Offense, defense, special teams, and they look like you said, the class of the AFC. They're going to be hard to beat. I would not be surprised to see them in Vegas.
Get the old bay ready.
We'll be
shaking that out in Vegas. We'll be doing the bits.
Absolutely.
NFC side, the Eagles, the wheels.
Well, I'll tell you what.
I mean, what a disaster.
Well, 8 weeks ago, what would you have said, Michael? You would have said that they're looking like the top seed. They're looking like the favorites, right?
That Eagles-Niners game.
Yep.
That was an NFC title game preview.
Yep.
And nobody shook their head at that.
Nope, not at all. And now all of a sudden you turn around and there are some frustrated Philadelphians out there.
They take it so calmly.
Exactly. At least they handle it well.
Cowboys pass them on the last day of the year.
I was going to say, it's like getting nipped to the finish line in NASCAR. I mean, the NFC, I think, is, you know, the Niners again. You know, I think someone's got to show they can beat them because look at Dallas, the Eagles. I mean, the NFL is tricky, right? Everybody has a bad week. But the class of that division, the Niners have taken care of, and they've taken care of it handily.
The Eagles, I think, were just a super respected organization 7 weeks ago.
Yes.
which is why it was just so wild to me that they trusted Matt Patricia with that defense.
Yeah, they make a change
in a key moment.
Yeah, like what are you doing? You know,
that's a thing that happens here.
Correct. How Washington of you? Exactly. Yeah, and then I mean we've seen it. I mean, you know, losing to Arizona and then I mean that Giants game. And I know they had some injuries and everything like that. But that is not shaping up well for them. They go to Tampa Bay and play on Monday night. This is not a gimme, everybody. I mean, this is one that could. I'll tell you, I don't put it past Tampa Bay to get out of there with that win.
No question. They were that Monday night game against Dallas.
Yes, they were
in the Brady finale.
Exactly.
See
if they can
master that. I hate that Monday night game. That team's got to turn around and play on the road on the short week.
Right. Yeah.
They're at whoever wins that game's at a real disadvantage.
Exactly.
If they're going to San Francisco.
And I'm not a fan of that. I'm not a fan of that in the postseason.
Yeah.
I'm also not a fan of the streaming only game. I'll just put it out there. But whatever.
They ain't signing your checks.
No, they're not. No, they're not. No, they're not. And they don't ask my advice either.
All right, Mark Davis, appreciate you dropping by for a minute. We'll be watching you on CBS 6 tonight.
I hope so.
WTKR down in Norfolk all the time. Maybe see you at the Super Bowl.
That's the plan.
That would be a ton of fun to run this back on the big stage.
Yeah.
What are you looking forward to in Vegas?
Oh, man.
Have you been?
Yeah, okay. This will be my fourth time. We're actually we're getting married there in June.
Oh, let's go.
So,
okay.
Exactly. So I'm just gonna go. I'm telling my fiance I'm going to like take care of like some wedding things. And oh yeah, there's a football game there too. But I'm looking forward to I've never been to a Super Bowl, so I'm looking forward to seeing the stage, the fanfare, the festivities, everything surrounding it, and then being able to take in the game. It's gonna be a lot of fun.
You're gonna be that guy in media day who's like got the big sombrero and is doing the bits with everybody.
Anything to get attention, right?
All right, Mark Davis. Thank you.
Hey, man, thanks for having me. I always appreciate it.
Back with more after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
Taylor back to throw. He's under pressure. He skates to his left now. Pitches it for Slayton. He's to the 10, to the 5, in for the touchdown. Tyrod at the last second just threw it out to Slayton. It was wide open. Darius Slayton's fourth touchdown catch of the season. And with 1:47 to go in the half, the Giants are taking it to the Eagles. It's now 23-0.
I always love seeing our guy, Tyrod Taylor, Virginia Tech, have some success on the national stage. Did so yesterday as the Giants throttled the Eagles. The Eagles have some big questions to answer, right? This is a happy day for the Commanders fans. We're live in Ashburn. We're firing it up. New general manager, new head coach, number two draft pick, $90 million in salary cap space. A lot of good things are coming. But let's take a second to think about the Eagles, too. Man, the Eagles are just... This has been a full meltdown. This is so bad they thought Matt Patricia might be the guy to solve their problems. They're at Tampa, first round of the playoffs, and they're only two-point favorites, and I would not be even a little bit surprised if that line moves by the time we get to kickoff. All right, final segment of the show. We love to bring in our guy, AWOD Radio, Adam Epstein. He'll take over when we're done here. You are out at Capitol Ale House because it's a Monday, hopefully having a celebratory burger. The day you've waited for has arrived.
Absolutely, and Burger Night is back at Capitol Ale.
Woo!
So. Another reason to come down here on
spread the word.
I mean, it's going to be a celebration all day long. We've been waiting for this day. You know, I've said multiple times I would have fired Ron Rivera after the loss to the Bears. I would have fired him after the first loss to the Giants or the second loss to the Giants. But here we are, January 8th, and today marks the beginning of the Josh Harris era. And I think you said it right when you said from now on out, you know, we can blame Josh if anything goes wrong. This season, can't blame him at all. You know, it's still Dan Snyder's fault. But from now on out, it's his turn to try to right this ship.
Absolutely. And that was his message to the team. Met with them at 9 o'clock this morning. He said he owns it. He's got some big decisions to make, and he's going to make them. Obviously has lined up a search crew, which I think is going to raise some eyebrows, bringing in Bob Myers from the Golden State Warriors, a little, little non-football perspective. What would you like to see as a result of this search?
I would like, we've talked about this before. I just want the order of operations to be followed correctly, right? First, the GM comes in, then the GM hires the coach, and then the coach and the GM together decide who will be the quarterback moving forward. And so that's the most important thing for me is to follow this order of operations. Now, I love bringing in Bob Myers. You know, everything I've heard is he's a people pleaser, right? He knows how to talk to people. He's going to make sure that we get the right guy in the right place here. And so I think, you know, first off, Like, they're moving with the quickness. That's exactly what I want. But also, I think that they will take their time with the next hire. So I expect GM to be hired first and then take your time. Maybe after the Super Bowl, we get the next coach. But look, I'm really excited. I think this is fun, right? I know it's confusing, and I know some people said, well, you know, you don't know if there's going to be a brighter future. We thought a brighter future was going to happen with Ron Rivera. I think we just all need to sit back and say to ourselves, look, this is going to be fun because we have competent people coming in to find the right guy.
I completely agree with you. I think this is going to be a blast. The number two pick, quarterback coming in, coach coming in to coach him up. I think this is going to be absolutely just a blast of a 4 months here. I know you see people getting excited again, people dipping their toe back in the water again. I will say, though, talking to people about Bob Myers, they talk about how he's a good culture builder, how he brings people together and how he builds organizations people want to work for. Just really shows how little got accomplished in these last 20 years under Dan Snyder. How many times did we reset the culture here, and it's still not even close to where it needs to be?
Yeah, no, it's a great point. And as much as Ron Rivera said it, I do not believe that the culture is better now than before he got here. I mean, can we just erase the last 4 years? Can we go back to Redskins again? Can we pretend the pandemic never happened and just never have hired Ron Rivera? Went from Gruden to another guy that wasn't a retread head coach. And, you know, I'm going to do a whole segment on my show, Ron Rivera's mistakes and how the new coach can avoid them. And the number one thing on the list is don't be too loyal to the coaches that you come in with. I felt like he was way too loyal to Scott Turner and Jack Del Rio, and it's part of the reason he's out the door today.
Yeah, Craig Hoffman and I had an interesting discussion about that as well. Craig says the same thing. Like, you could tell Ron disagreed with the way Jack Del Rio did things and disagreed with Eric Bieniemy at times, but never put his thumb on the scale. Certainly one of the interesting takeaways of the Ron Rivera era that he never did that. I will disagree with you. We had to have this failure so that we could have new ownership, though, because if there had been a little bit of success with that hire, Dan might not have gone as smoothly or as quickly. That was the change that needed to happen. Unfortunately, the fans paid the price for 4 years. No partial success. No RG3s. No flashes in the pan. This needed to be a full on new ownership change, and they got there. They got there, and it's absolutely brighter days ahead. Adam Epstein joins us, AWOD Radio. He's out at Capitol Ale House for 3 hours today. I'll pop back in from Ashburn after we hear from Josh Harris today. I think we're all excited to hear his vision, his approach going forward. What do you want to hear from Josh Harris today when he addresses reporters?
And you know what? I haven't really thought about that. I'm excited to hear from him. We're going to play it live right on our airwaves, and I don't really know, what I would ask him or what I want to hear, but I'm excited to hear what he has to say. I mean, the last time we heard from him was, I guess, the statement after the Cowboys loss on Thanksgiving, where he was embarrassed by the loss, and it led to the firing of Jack Del Rio. So I'm excited to hear from Josh Harris. I don't know exactly what I want to hear from him, but I'm really excited because I think it comes back to, what Dan Snyder did, and what Dan Snyder would do is he would decide who the next GM or head coach is hired. And Josh Harris has made it very clear. He's bringing in a team of people that are going to make that decision for him. So it's not just a bunch of yes men. It's a bunch of guys that really know the sport. And if they don't know this sport, they know how to put together a winning dynasty in another sport. So that's what I'm looking forward to.
All right, before we hand the mic over to you, am I overreacting to this VCU loss? I'm pretty enormously frustrated. They finally have an offense, don't have defense. They lost to a George Washington team that just came off a loss to Fordham. Fordham, by the way, on Saturday had their home game delayed because they couldn't figure out how to turn on the lights. That's where we're at here, Adam. That's where we're at.
I think you're overreacting. I think the A-10 is much better this year. And, we all love TCU dominates the A-10 when they are, a top four seed. But remember, take a step back. This is a program that lost all five of their starters after winning the A-10. So everybody else in the A-10 improved. Well, we are restructuring. I'm not saying we're rebuilding, but we're retooling. And so you look at this GW roster that we just lost to. They had James Bishop last year. He burned us last year. Now they add Buchanan. For some reason, Maximus Edwards didn't seem to make the scouting report, and he burned us again. But look, I've been saying I was a big fan of Chris Caputo. I thought he coached a really good game for GW, got his first win of his career against VCU. But look, it came down to the final shot of the game here. VCU's offense looks good. Their defense doesn't look very good, but I do think you're overreacting a little bit because, look, the Bonnies lost to Richmond. This A-10 is going to beat each other up. Maybe Dayton stands alone at the top, but other than that, I think there's going to be a ton of teams with 5, 6, 7 losses in conference play.
You know, I don't know. I just, you're talking about moving to the Big East before the year. Can't even handle the A-10 right now. It's frustrating, but hopefully a get-right game in Fairfax tomorrow against Mason would be good to get back on the right side of the column, play some defense. All right, I'm out of time. AWOD Radio is up next. Big day out in Ashburn. Ron Rivera out and tons of change on the way, the day you have been waiting for a long time, the celebration of newness and hope and optimism continues. Grant and Danny will drive you home. This is 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.